Sunday Satsang, Radhakundam, July 12, 2020. Very practical question. Someone says, well, I use Radhakund Tilak. When I put it on my face, it just turns kind of gray or pale. Hardly can see it, especially if you have brown skin, olive skin. So how do you make it black? I see so many always have shiny black color. Radhakund Tilak, how do you get that black color? That's a practical question, how-to question. First of all, we have to understand, why are we wearing Radhakund Tilak? Why do we wear Radhakund Tilak? What is the answer? Bola? I don't hear anybody. First of all, Sri Radha loves Krishna, Shamasundar. And Krishna has a beautiful, glistening, soothing complexion, dark as a fresh rain cloud. Ganasham. Ganasham Radhe Radhe, Ganasham Radhe Radhe, Nikunja Mevi Radhe, Ganasham Radhe Radhe, Nikunja Mevi Radhe, Ganasham Radhe 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 Radhe. Ganasham Radhe Radhe, Ganasham Radhe Radhe. So because Krishna is dark black, Radharani loves all bluish, dark blue, black color objects because they remind Radharani of her Priyatam Sham. Consequently, Radhika wears a dark blue sari, the same color as Sham. And Radharani wears blue sapphire bangles and sapphire, blue sapphire rings and blue sapphire necklaces. And she keeps a dot of kasturi, which is black musk, on the tip of her chin. Looks like a dot of musk, the kasturi bindu. Kasturi bindu on Radharani's chin looks like a bumblebee resting in the window of a golden temple. And she anoints her attractive lotus blue eyes with kajal. Radharani likes cloudy days in monsoon season, and she likes Amavasya, the dark moon night, and she has a sucky friend named Shamala. So in Braj Mandal, one finds two colors of earth. The earth, you know, the Brajaraj, as we call it. The Brajaraj, the earth, the soil, the earth under our feet, Brajabhumi. There's two colors, yellow and black. Pilamiti and Kalamiti, or Kalimiti. Mostly Braj, you'll find in Vrindavan, is black earth. It's Kalamiti. To remind Vrindavaneshri Radharani of Kalu, of her Kalu, her Sri, her Sham. Radhakund itself is full of black earth. Braj Bhaktas that are aspiring for Radharani's Nitya Seva generally use tilak from Radhakund mud. And they throw in a bucket, they throw in a steel balti, and it sinks to the bottom, has a rope tied in it. The Babaji's drag it along the bottom of Radhakund, and they scoop out the bucket, and they get a bucket of mud, and they pass it out to everybody, and they make tilak for 1 year with that or whatever. Because Radha is very pleased by this kind of tilak, because when she sees Radhakund tilak on her bhaktas, it reminds Radha of Shamasundar and she feels very happy. So we wear everything we do, we try to do to please Radharani. We want our whole life to be anukulya for Radharani's seva and anukulya for Radharani's pleasure. That's the meaning of pure devotion. And pure devotion means to act in such a way to please Radharani with a favorable attitude of mind. This is Rag Bhakti. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan 535 years ago, he took a chunk of earth from Radhakund to use for his tilak. He applied tilak with that and used it. So regarding the question how to make the Radhakund tilak look more black like Krishna Shamasundar, there are two ways. First way is you can mix a little bora. Bora means a, it's kind of bora. Bora is a powdered sugar. It's very finely powdered sugar. you mix in your palm of your hand, your left hand, you mix, you put water there and put a little sugar, just a touch, a pinch of sugar, and mix your Radhakun Tilak there, your dry Tilak ball, and you work up, you make your Tilak consistency, and you put on your Tilak. Second way is you can keep a powder, you can powder your Radhakun Tilak and keep it in a small bowl, what you call a katori. And in that bowl, with a powdered tilak, you put two whole dried haritaki bija, haritaki seeds. I think in Hindi they call it harad. It's one of the three elements that makes trifula churnas, haritaki, bibitaki, amalaki. But you don't use haritaki powder. You go to your grocery store where they sell rice and dal and oil and sugar, those type of grocery stores. The corner store in Radhakun, Vrindavan, anywhere you can get it. And you ask for haritaki or harid. It's dried out. It looks like a dried fig or date or something. And so there's a seed in the center of it, and it's surrounded by some shrunken fruit. That's just like a dried fruit. It's haritaki. And that's very hard. And so you have your little katori, little small bowl, like 100 gram, 150 gram bowl. And you put your powdered Radhakun Tilak in there, and you put your two pieces of haritaki. Then you mix water there to make a mud consistency, you make a tilak mud consistency. And you just leave it there. You leave the water and the tilak and the haritaki in the bowl. Don't take it out, you just leave it there. And eventually after about two months, the haritaki gets all broken up. And then you throw out that haritaki and get new haritaki. And what happens as you keep the haritaki in the bowl, in the small katori with your powdered Radhakun Tilak and water mixed to the consistency of mud, tilak, thick enough to put on tilak, gradually, day by day, that haritaki bija, it dyes the Radhakun mud a dark black color. Then to put on your tilak, you get a small stainless steel spoon. I have these small spoons. Get a small silver spoon, whatever, it's stainless steel. And then you scoop out your daily tilak from your katori, mix it in your left palm and apply tilak. Jai Jai Shirade. That's the mystery of black tilak. If you use bora, this bora chini, the powdered sugar, the tilak, it looks black and it's very shiny also. Sometimes you see these babas, they have very, it's like glistening, tilak is like glistening, it looks like glossy paint. That's because the sugar has that effect. But the only problem with that, sometimes with that sugar tilak, is that ants will crawl on your nose. You'll find chanty up your nose. They'll crawl on your nose when you're lying down or something like that. I've had the experience. So I first when I use haritaki, it works nice, works great. Jai Shri Radhe, Sandhi Satsangi, Radhakun Tilaki Jai. So that's the mystery of all these babas, that is bright black tilak. The secret is haritaki. Haritaki is the secret. So with Indians have their beautiful golden skin and light brown skin, and they put this dark tilak on it. Really looks stunning. It looks really beautiful. So get your haritaki and start making your super black tilak, Shan Center Kalarang Krishna Radhakun Tilak. Radharani will be very pleased when she looks at you. She'll say, "Oh, it looks so nice. It's shiny and dark black like Shyamasundar." Jai Shama Sham Ki Jai, Jai Radhe Sham, Jai Radhe Sham, Jai Radhe 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 Sham, Jai Radhe Sham, Jai Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham, Jai Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham, Jai Radhe Sham, Jai Vrindavan Dham, Jai Vrindavan Dham, Jai Vrindavan Dham, Jai Vrindavan Dham, Jai Radha Radha Radha. Radha 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 Rani Ki Jai 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 Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham. Radhe, 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 Govinda. 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 Radhe, 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 Radhe 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 Govinda Radhe Govinda Radhe Gopal Radhe Govinda Radhe Gopal Radhe 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 Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Radha Govinda Radha Gopal Radha Govinda Madan Gopal Radha Govinda Madan Gopal Radhe 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 Govinda Kusum Sober Ki Jai, Sham Kuti Ki Jai, Kwafukor Ki Jai, Ratna Vedi Ki Jai, Krishna Charan Shinna Ki Jai, Kilo Lakun Ki Jai, Mukharavinda Ki Jai, Masi Ganga Ki Jai, Hari Deji Maharaj Ki Jai, Masi Devi Ki Jai, Brahmakun Ki Jai, Dan Vihari Lala Ki Jai, Dan Gati Ki Jai, Dan Nivartan Kun Ki Jai, Ani Ordam Ki Jai, Shri Nachi Gopal, Shri Gopal Nachi Prakatstali Ki Jai, Govinda kun ki jai, Apsara kun ki jai, Nava kun ki jai, Jatipur dam ki jai, Surabhi kun ki jai, Airavata kun ki jai, Rudra kun ki jai, Gauri Tirtha ki jai, Sankarshan kun ki jai, Sakistali ki jai, Uddhavaita ki jai, Uddhava kun ki jai, Radha kun ki jai, Shyam kun ki jai, Kandeshwar Mahadev ki jai, Prani Radha Krishna Mandir ki jai, Radha Krishna Jolan Stali ki jai, Hiraj Prakumar ki jai, Manipur Gopal Mandir ki jai, Radhakant Mandir ki jai, Radhakant Darshan ki jai, Radha Shamasundar ki jai, Radha Damodar ki jai, Radha Gopinath ki jai, Janav Mata Baita ki jai, Ananga Mandri ki jai, Ananga Mandri Kunj ki jai, Daska Swami Samadhi ki jai, Akanda Kirtan Mandali Daska Swami Mandir ki paas ki jai, Gopal Bhatta Goswami Bhajan Kutir ki jai, Revati Radharaman ki jai, Revati Balaram ki jai, Radharaman ki jai. Krishna Skaraj Bhajan Kutir ki jai, Raghunadas Goswami Bhajan Kutir ki jai, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur Bhajan Kutir ki jai, Teen Goswami Samadhi ki jai, Krishna Skaraj Goswami Samadhi ki jai, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami Samadhi ki jai, Raghunath Das Goswami Samadhi ki jai, Panch Pandava Ghat ki jai, Panch Pandava Ghat ki jai, Manasa Pavan Ghat ki jai, Radharani's bathing place ki jai, Shamakun ki jai, Radhakun Prikma ki jai, Jagannath Baladev ki jai, Jagannath Mandir ki jai, Rajwari ki jai, Ramadan Mohan ki jai, Rajwari ki jai, Radha Vallabha Mandir ki jai, Vallabha Ghat ki jai, Radha Vallabhi ki jai, Radha Naya Nutan Radha Damodar Mandir ki jai, Shri Goswami Bhajan Kutir ki jai, Shri Goswami Gaira ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Sitaram Mandir ki jai, Lita Kun ki jai, Shankar Bhagavan Digpal Dev Laliteshwar Lalita Kundeshwar Shiva ki jai, Giraj Dharan ki jai, Giraj Prabhu ki jai, Lita Bihari Mandir ki jai, Prachin Radha Govinda Mandir ki jai, Radha Vinodi Lal Mandir ki jai, Madhavendrapuri Pad Baita ki jai, Vyasagara ki jai, Gopikula ki jai, Nitai Gaur Sitanath Mandir ki jai, Nitai Gaur Sitanath ki jai, Nitai Gaur Sitanath Premanand ki jai, Asasaki Radha Krishna Asasaki Mandir ki jai, Tamaltala Radha Krishna Mandir ki jai, Bankandi Mahadev Shiva ki jai, Bankandi Mahadev ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Baitak ki jai, Sri Balavacharya Mahaprabhu Baita ki jai, Prani Sri Lakshmi Narayan Mandir ki jai, Sri Madan Mahan Mandir ki jai, Snan Goswami Bhajan Kutir ki jai, Sri Snan Goswami Baita ki jai, then we have Hori Devi Mandir ki jai, Hori Devi Mandir ki jai, Radha Krishna Sangam ki jai, Mahaprabhu Temple ki jai, Shri Gornitai ki jai, Prachin Radha Gopinath Mandir ki jai, Shama Kandarshan ki jai, Radha Kandarshan ki jai, Hanuman Mandir Kajai, Dakshin, Dakshin Mukh Hanuman Kajai, Sankat, Sankat Mochan, Hanuman Baba Ki Jai, Sankat Mochan, Hanuman Baba Ki Jai, Sankat Mochan, Panchamukhi Hanuman Ki Jai, Hanuman Ki Jai, Hanuman Ki Jai, Rarkan Frikma Katamogi Ki Jai, Rarkan Frikma Samapt Ki Jai, Radhe 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 Vrindavan Vrindavan Chali Vrindavan Mansa Prikma Chali Vrindavan Radhe Radhe Vrindavan Me Radhe Radhe Krishna Bhava Mandir Radhe Radhe Radhasham Radhe Radhe Prem, Prem Mandir, Radhe Radhe, Radha Krishna Ki Jai, Sitaram Ki Jai, Jai Guru Kripalu Maharaj Ki Jai, Prem Mandir Ki Jai, Sitaram Mandir Ki Jai. And then we go down the road there, Shraddha Shyam Sundar Iskan Mandir Ki Jai. Then we go further down the road, we have Bunky. Radha, we have Bunky Vihari Lala Ki Jai, Swami Hari Dasa Ju Ki Jai, Radha Vala Ju Ki Jai, Tagaji Radha Vala Ki Jai, Hidhari Vamsha Maharaj Ki Jai, Hidhari Vamsha Goswami Bhad Ki Jai. And then we move on down the road, we come to Seva Kunj. Seva Kunj Ki Jai, Ranga Mahal Ki Jai. And we go a little further down, we have Purnamasi, Purnamasi Ma, Purnamasi Temple Kajai. And back of the little alley there behind, to the right hand side behind Purnamasi Temple near Seva Kunj, is it not too new, not too old, it's about 100 years old. It's a Sitanath Temple. The Vaidyacharya is there and Sita Devi. It's a beautiful temple, Sitanath. And then if you go straight to the Yamuna side from there, down a little alley, you come to Imlitala, Yamuna Ke Pass. We'll just keep going straight on this road, and we'll turn left, and it'll take us to Radha Damodar Mandir. We'll go in the temple, Radha Damodar, pay a basin is Radha Damodar, Radha Chalchikan, Radha Madha, Radha Vrindavan Chandra. Then we'll do Purikama four times, get the benefit during Yiraj Purikama. Then we'll pay 100 rupees and get darshan of Krishna's Charan Chinna and his Vamsi Chinna and Gai Charan Chinna. They have a beautiful Govardhan Shila on the altar with Krishna's beautiful footprint is there. Four times frequent, and while we're doing frequent, we go around, we pay obeisances. Jiva Goswami's Samadhi and the sitting place of the Astakavirajas. And we go around and Rupa Goswami's Bhajan Kutya, Rupa Goswami's Samadhi, and Bhugarbha Goswami's Samadhi there in the corner is Bhugarbha Goswami. And we come back, we come to Prabhupada's kitchen, we go in the kitchen and pay obeisance. We're lucky and it's the right time of the day, we get some Mahaprasad from Prabhupada. Then we go in Prabhupada's darshan room, it's his bedroom darshan room. Pay obeisance to the Murti of Prabhupada and sit there and chant one round of japa. We sing Guru Vandanam, Shri Guru Charana Padma, Kevala Bhakti Sadhana. We pray to Prabhupada for his creep and his mercy that we can be attached to chanting Hare Krishna and be attached to preaching the glories of Krishna Bhakti, pure Radha Krishna Bhakti to the conditioned souls. Taking the dust of Prabhupada's lotus feet on our head, and we proceed out the door. And turn right out the door, Radha Damodar. And we turn left. We run down the first street on the corner and turn left and run up that slight incline there. And we stop and see the Gauranitai Temple in Sringarbhaj. And Sringarbhaj's little temple in the back there. It's a Chitra Mandir, a picture of Krishna brushing Radharani's hair. During Rasalila, Radharani left in Mon, and Krishna found her there on the banks of Yamuna and brushed her hair and pacified Radharani by becoming humble servant of Radharani. She gave up her Mon and they continued her loving pastimes of Rasalila. So we take Sringarbhaj, then we double back, we go back to where we started, go back to the road that we came in, and we turn right. We pass Radhadamodar Mandir on our right, and we go out to see Shyamasundar Mandir. We see Radha Shyamasundar Mandir. Well, before actually we get there, between Radha Shyamasundar and Radhadamodar is a Tilak Stali and a Samadhi of Shyamananda Prabhu. It's on the left-hand side of the street, it's east side of the street. And we go through there, we go in there, pay obeisance, the Tilak Stan is there, where Radharani gave personally Tilak with her ankle bell she put on the forehead of Shyamananda and got the distinctive, it's called Nupura ankle bell Tilak of the Shyamananda Parivar, called Shyamananda Sampradaya sometimes, Shyamananda Parivar. Gaudiya Vaishnava branch, Shyamananda Parivar. So we go to, then we go to Radha Shyamasundar Mandir, the Prachin, you know, Vrindavan one. Then we were Loi Bazaar, we turn left, and we try to avoid stopping all the shops. You know, everyone knows the names, all the big shops there, Gangotri, Ganga Prasad, etc., etc. Go all of your favorite mukut shops and clothing shops and fashion shops. But forget it, don't stop, don't spend any money. Give all your money to Thakurji, give all your money to the Pandas and Goswamis. Go right, breeze, just get a rickshaw and go as fast as you can right by Loi Bazaar and straight to Radharaman Mandir. Then after Radharaman Mandir, then you see Radharaman Prakat Stali in the same complex, the appearance place of Radharamanju. And then you see the Samadhi of Gopal Bhatta and pay obeisance, circumambulate four times, pray for his mercy. And you come out of the Samadhi, there's a little door there. From the Samadhi, you go out to the street, turn right, and walk down that street. You come to Radha Gokulananda Temple. And Radha Vinod is there, and Gokulananda is there. And Mahaprabhu is there. And the Samadhi of Narottam Das Thakur is there, and Lokanath Goswami is there. And Ganga Narayan Chakravarti Thakur. You can read my Gaudiya Vaishnava Samadhis of Vrindavan book. It tells all about the biographies of all those great devotees. So then you come back, you double back your way, you come back to Gopal Mandir, Gopal Bhatta's Radharaman Mandir. Then you turn left, and you tell your rickshaw wala to take you to Gopinath Mandir. It's just around the corner, down the road a little bit. And you go to Gopinath Mandir, see Gopinath, then you come out and in the same complex on the left-hand side on the way out. You go around the back and make sure you have a stick. There's a lot of monkeys there. And around the back is the Samadhi of Madhu Pandit. Madhu Pandit Goswami is the founder of that temple. Founder of the deity, Gopinath. Madhu Pandit Goswami. Madhu Pandit Goswami Kijai. Then you get in your rickshaw and say, take me to Govindaji, take me to Prachin Govindaji Mandir. That's located down near Rangaji Temple on the south part of Vrindavan, past Gopinath Bazaar. You go from Loi Bazaar and Reti Bazaar, all these bazaars, Gopinath Bazaar, and you finally come to Prachin Govindaji Mandir, built by Rupa Goswami. It was opened in 1590. The top part was chopped off by the Mughal rulers. Then you go in there and very beautiful carving there. Then behind when you go on Parikrama, that Prachin Mandir, Govindaji, out the back, there's an exit out the back. You go out the back and right on your immediate right-hand side is the Naya Radha Govinda Mandir. That's the main Utsav Murti of Radha Govinda there. So it's a very beautiful grand temple. You go in that Radha Govinda temple and see Radha Govindaji. Very beautiful. Prabhupada used to visit there every day and dance there and chant the Govinda prayers. And then you can, from there you can work your way around, see all kinds of small little temples here and there. Radhakan Prikmiki Jai, Giraj Prikmiki Jai, Vrindavan Prikmiki Jai, Jai Radhe, Sunday Satsang Ki Jai.